Yo.
Yes, sir.
What's poppin', brother?
Another beautiful day, another beautiful week.
No cap.
Another chance to get it right.
It is. It's probably gonna be Saturday or some shit, man. It's 2 a.m. 2 a.m.
2:08.
2:08, yeah.
To be exact.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Eastern time.
Late night podcast session, man. Y'all feel us? I hope y'all feel us, man. You did. Oh,
man.
I want to say a couple of things before we get started. Today's episode. First off, man, shout out to the Brody Leaf. That last episode was great. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Vibes.
You did. Sure, it was fun. Something new.
You definitely.
Did. Definitely was fun, bro.
Different feel, different vibe.
Yeah. We still gotta get the Geech. We gotta get that interview set up still.
Mm-hmm.
This week was a little bit busy for us. Like, you know, we didn't talk as heavy as we did usually do.
Man, a little bit is an understatement.
Yeah. This week was a little busy for niggas, man. Doing that. Everywhere. All over the PlayStation, man. So it's the weekend. We hope y'all enjoying y'all weekend or y'all weekday. Whenever the fuck y'all hear this, man. Damn, let me stop, bro. Clean up my act. I'm gonna say this too, bro. Fuck it, bro. I'm saying it. So I keep saying this.
What?
I am going to make a drill song.
Oh my God. Here we go.
I've been telling niggas for like the past couple days, I'm going to make a drill song.
Hey,
and it's not even all no like. I don't think y'all know how. Like, I want y'all to listen to like New York drill. And y'all can't tell me these niggas is not giving y'all ABCs, weak ass shit. Like, I can do it, bro. I can do it. I believe that I can do it. I can make a drill song.
Oh man.
So I'm gonna say this: if this episode do numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it do numbers. I want to make a drill song. I'm gonna make a drill song, and then I'm gonna put it on here. No cap.
Man. Y'all going? The viewership is going to give this dude exactly what he want.
No cap. I'm dead ass. If I get that, if it go off, I'm gonna be like, cool. I'm making a drill song. I'm rap about fucking anything on this planet. Murder. We already done that shit though. I leave disclaimers.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Gotta leave this. Then if we shoot a music video, all the guns you see are props. Props. Say no, man, let me stop playing though. I'll make a drill.
They nerf guns nerf, that were painted black.
Nerf Nerf guns, man.
Oh shit.
But listen, man.
We're gonna leave the real guns at home.
But listen. We don't wanna, you know what I'm saying? We here to get some good shit in the day, man. We got a couple we got some cool topics today. Something different. It's like, it's only because there's certain things we've been seeing on social media. Mainly me, I've been seeing on social media, like.
A lot of the things have, for me, have just been in person and been around me and just realizations of just, not just perception, but observing, and growing and maturing and understanding and being able to look at the whole picture and removing my personal, like my pride, my ego, and not saying that I have a whole lot of it, but removing those things and emotions from the picture altogether and just looking at the truth of it.
Yeah. Now, the first topic we're going to do today. It's because I've been seeing shit on social media, and it's like what me and you talked about with people. It's simply posting, like people post for poor them, but like when you know these people and you know the type of wrongdoing that they did. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you're kind of getting what you deserve, bro. So the first topic of the day is pretty much like people getting what they deserve. far as like, I don't want to word it bad because people are like, oh my god, you're bad. But like people like having like getting shitty relationships and shit, bro. You know, shitty relationships, we're gonna go with that.
You reap what you sow.
At the end of the day, yeah, that's like it's just the god honest truth.
You reap what you sow. Like, I'm doing away with the word karma. I'm not getting rid of it completely and removing it from the dictionary. I'm just saying, let's just be more upfront about this. You reap what you sow. You get what you put out. You lay in the bed that you make.
Yeah, and like I said, I've seen people who, like, they're like, oh, I want this, I want that. And I'm like, low key, like, do you deserve it, though? And not on, like, no, like, hate and shit or you want somebody to feel, but it's just, like, sit back and really think about all the shit that you've done. You know?
Are you mature enough to receive it? Are you prepared to receive it? And not just receive, this is also give as well, because, again, you reap what you sow. So it's about what you receive and what you give out. Are you prepared? Are you well-rounded? Do you have structure? Is it based in anything that's good? Is it based in anything that has substance?
No.
Like that's really what it's all about. Like everybody, don't get me wrong, everybody is deserving of getting the best. Everybody is deserving of getting good, but this is a part about growing. This is a part about maturing. You may deserve it, but have you done the work to receive the gift?
And the crazy part about it is, like I said, bro, like, well, for me, with my personal experience, like we talked about this earlier, like, I'm not going to sit on here and be like, I've never done dirty. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not ready for
I'd be lying.
And be like, I haven't. But what I would say is this, though. I was man enough to own up to my mistakes, learn from them, and not do them again.
Yeah.
Right? I'm witnessing people who have done some bad shit, say they owned up to it, and then continue to do bad shit, and then wonder why they're not getting the results that they need. Right? I don't...
Thinking that owning up to it is the end result. Yeah. When no, it's changed behavior.
Change is the main thing that you need. And it was something my brother was telling me before, that we sit around and we say, I don't say, but like, we sit around and we're like, how can we get out of like this certain situation, right? And let's say, let's say you're trying to break out of like a fucking, out of a cell. You've been in there for 100 fucking days and you've been doing the same thing over and over and over and over. And you're like, well, why the fuck can I not get out? You know what I'm saying? Why can't I get out? Mm-hmm. It's because you're doing the same thing. You got to change your tactic up. Same way with this shit. You do bad shit. Say, you're right, I messed up. Cool. And then proceeds to do bad shit again. That makes no sense to me. At that point, you can't be like, God's punishing me. Why do I deserve this? Because at the end of the day, you're the reason why you deserve it. You're not changing. And to me, when you don't, when you do bad shit, you acknowledge it, and you continue to do bad shit. At that point, I don't think it's a mistake. It's a decision. You're openly choosing to be, I don't want to step on my toes, but you're choosing to be a bad person.
Yeah.
You are literally.
And I want to double down on what you just said about how it's like, oh, well, you know, God's punishing me. I want to double down on that, too, because a lot of people also believe that with changed behavior comes different results, as it does. But let's also talk about how when the behavior changes, how you still end up with some of the same results. That doesn't mean that you just revert back to the way that you did things before. Because at the end of the day, it's just about who you are. You're still supposed to be not just a good person, but you're still supposed to go about things in the right way. You're still supposed to go about things the correct way. with somebody else's intentions being good for them in mind. Just because you changed your ways this one time and, oh, somebody, let's say you did somebody dirty, and then you change your ways and then the next person does you dirty and you're like, oh, I'm just going to go back to what I was doing. No. That's not how it works. The next person that comes might do you dirty. The person after that might do you dirty. The person after
that
might do
you dirty.
You
wonder why that happens, though?
But you're still supposed to be who you're supposed to be regardless.
To me, what you just said was like, oh, this person did me dirty. This person did me dirty. Do you know what that means, right? I'm saying this in my eyes. This is what this means. That means the action that you did, right? Action you did, the damage that you've caused was that greater that it's not going to take just one person for you to realize that. Not two, not three. You're going to get that equal amount of damage that you've done to one.
Yes.
And that should show you just how
that's
much
exactly what I'm saying.
You did to one person that you need 4 to 5 people to hurt you in order for you to feel what you did to that one person.
And to realize it. Holy fuck. And to fully feel it and understand the scope. Yo, I love the way you word that. I love the way you worded that. That is perfect.
I've seen too many people go, I've been punished enough. Who are you to say that? You're only saying it because things aren't going your way. You know what I'm saying? Things aren't having it going your way.
Yeah.
But you have to realize all the bad shit you've done. Do you really think by now that me, and granted, I'm not the person to judge for it. It's God at the end of the day. God is a judger.
He's in total control. He's the only judge and executioner.
You know? People are out here, they do damage to people, and they think, and I'm sorry or whatever, is okay. I'll say this. Fuck it. I'm going to put my own spin on it. One of the old joints messing with, right? I've talked about her on here a couple of times. She cheated, right? Cheated on me, told me she cheated because she wanted to prove to me that I deserve better. Crazy ass reasoning, right? Right?
This bitch. Crazy ass reasoning could have definitely been gone about in a different way, but at the same time, there's still some truth.
Right? Then it goes this. Now she's working at a gas station. Huh? The girl's life just went downhill after like that situation with me, far as I can see. We're not in contact too much there where I know her, you know what I'm saying? But I, from the looks of it, it's went downhill.
Yeah.
I've been on a come up since. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's just the damage due to somebody. Yeah. I don't want to go to all my past joints, but like, you know, I said, like, look at my old joints that have done me dirty. And I'm going to say this too. Of course I got my get back in a way. I've got my get back. But like I was telling you earlier, the damage I did, I don't believe it's
on the back end of it.
The damage I did, I don't think that's even close to how I was treated. You know what I'm saying? I made it look a little thing here. But my little thing versus 12, you know what I'm saying?
In other words, what you're saying is that you may have won the war, but them battles, she got you on those. She got you on those. I might have a response afterwards. Because, you know, we all human. Nobody's perfect. Somebody do something, it's like, okay, I'm going to get my little get back, you know, try to make myself feel good. But at the end of the day, I don't really feel better. Because the damage that you did to me throughout even come close like to equating to my response to what you did.
Like, there's one who I could go on for hours about this shit that happened. Mm-hmm. Right? The most she will be able to say is, I act differently now. And then she calls me a dick. Don't care.
I mean,
I'm an asshole, absolutely fucking holy. Not going to fucking shit, like, absolutely. If you say some dumb shit, I'm going to tell you it's dumb shit. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, no, don't do it. I'm going to tell you it's dumb shit. It's just me. She said that, and, like, she's like, you're not the same anymore. Because I'm not the same little naive person that she was able to manipulate anymore. Or do all that bad shit to.
I love it when somebody comes up to me and they're like, oh, you just something about you is different. You're not like how you used to be. And it's like, oh, so you were in the mind state where you expected me to stay.
Not even that. You were in the state of, you wanted me to be that same little dumb motherfucker that was just letting you do whatever the fuck. Like, that's what you want. Yeah. I'm not that.
Yeah. It's the same thing. I'm saying?
To me, when somebody tell me I'm not the same anymore, I change. That's insulting. No, I'm being for real. That's so insulting.
No, I know. I'm laughing because normally when somebody says that to me, that's the same laugh that I give them because that's exactly what it is. It's
that's insulting. Disrespect.
Whether they know it or not. Whether they know it or not. It's
the reason why
disrespect.
I say it's insulting because if we have a past, a history, right? We have a history. You say you're not the same person. And if in that same history, you've done me dirty. You get what I'm saying? X many times?
Mm-hmm.
And I only got you back once? And you say, I'm different?
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not that same dude who you was able to get over on 12. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's a number, but just give you a fixed number. That many fucking times. I'm glad I'm not that person anymore. I'm glad I'm different. Because in the end, you were using me, you know? Again, that person, I don't want to shit on her because we're cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to shit on her too much because we're cool. But even that person, I sit back and I see her posting all this stuff, and I'm just like, look at the damage you've done, the damage you've caused. Do you truly think the shit that you went through after that is equal to that? Like, you single-handedly changed a person. You get me?
And you have no idea sometimes how much of an effect some of these decisions can make, which is why I tell people to be careful about the decisions that they make, because you have no idea the gravity of one choice. Now, it's funny for me because I remember clearly one time, and I don't talk to this person on a regular basis, but we've always kept tabs with one another, and I believe I've spoken on this person before, but you know, we talked for a little bit, we talked and then we dated for a little bit, we got to know each other because I want to make sure that I break off the depiction between the two, because some people say talk is dating and that's the dumbest shit ever. Like, we're not having a conversation. We were talking, having conversation, then we started dating. And this was a long time ago, man, like long, long time ago, before I even moved out here. And shorty dropped me like a bad habit. First girl to ever do that. And I was like, I had tunnel vision, everything. Like, I was starstruck. I was about her. And the first reaction that I had to it was an emotional thought. Wasn't even an act. Wasn't even a reaction. It was just an emotional thought. And it was like, oh, you know, you want to get mad. But you know what I said to myself as a young man? I said, well, how upset can you really be with all that other shit you did with people before you met her? Maybe it's just coming back to you a little bit. Maybe it's just coming. So maybe you should sit back and shut up. Maybe you should sit back and shut up and take your humble piece of pie. Sit back. And now that you realize that you don't like it, why don't you change your actions so that you don't have to react? Why don't you change your actions? And I did that. I went on a spree of making sure that who I was at the end of the day, because we can't change the outcomes of things. But what I can change is who I am in the moment, because I can live with that. I can't live with the things. I can't always live with the outcome of something that's not in my hands that I don't have a choice over. Because when you're dealing with somebody else, their choices are theirs. And you can't make anyone do anything. But I can control mine. And I can live with that at the end of the day. So I changed that. The next person I met, dirty shit. Next person I met, dirty shit. Next person I met. And we can keep going on down the line to the point of where.
I think we had broke up a little bit. Broke up a little.
Okay. So after that was over, right? You can still hear me, right? After that was over. next person, dirty shit. Next person, dirty shit. And the list goes on. Here's the kicker. I never changed up who I was. I never changed up my motives. I never changed up my intentions, my heart, my purity, and who I was going to be at the end of the day, because that's the only thing that I can stand on. And I did get to a point where I looked up at God one day and I was like, bro, this must just be comical to you. I'm like, damn. I'm like, I haven't caught up with the shit that I done did in my past. And then I caught myself again and said, who the hell are you to ask him that question? Who the hell are you to say that because of who you are and how good you are and who you actually are, that you're showing yourself to be right now? You were supposed to be that person before. Mm-hmm. You just weren't acting in it. So the gravity of some of the decisions you made was greater because some of those people saw that in you when you didn't see it in yourself. And they expected that out of you when they got something else and got something different. So you don't get to choose when this is over. You just got to be who you're supposed to be. Point blank. Yeah,
and the crazy part, that's, like I said, that's the mentality that I've rolled with. The one thing I did, which is I dropped the amount of people I allow have access to me. I'm not saying I'm not accessible. You can't reach me. But what I'm saying is, with that, is like, far as the amount of people that could.
Not secretive, yeah, but private.
You know what I mean? Just keeping that tight-knit group type of thing. And raps.
And monitoring who's coming in and who's going out.
And I said, my biggest thing was always, it was always, like I said, bro, everybody wants to get the get back, but it's just like, is the get back, like, you know, yeah, like the thing of the
round case, worth it?
Like, you want to, I get it, you want to make that person feel how you felt. Sometimes, it's better to leave it alone, right?
I don't even have the heart for that shit. I won't even say anymore. I haven't had the heart for that shit since
I ain't gonna count you. I ain't gonna count you.
I swear I haven't. Now, granted, don't get me wrong. There's some things that have hit me close to home, and I think you remember when we were of age, when we were adults. The shorty that set me up when I was out of state. Everything in me, because of the level of disrespect, because it wasn't just me. It also involved my family, my mother, my aunt. I everything in me wanted to respond to that. Everything in me wanted to have a reaction to that, but I understand who's in control. Sometimes that's part of breaking the cycle, is understanding that even though it makes you feel that way, you have to, it's not about being the bigger person. We don't have to be bigger than anyone. I know we say that sometimes, just be the bigger person. Nah, some shit is about principle and I can't be the bigger person. But it isn't about that. It's about being able to depict and understand what time to respond and what time not to, who to respond to and who not to respond to. And at that time, even though everything in me wanted to respond, it was not the time to respond to it. And then come to find out, maybe like a year later, maybe a little less, I get a phone call randomly out of the blue. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry I did this. It was really immature. It was really out of my character. I shouldn't have acted that way. I shouldn't have gone about things that way. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. And you know what my response was? I said, I understand and I accept it. That's fine. I said, but I've been past that. We've been moved on from that. It's not even in my mind frame anymore now that we're here. We end up bumping into that person maybe like 3 weeks later. And this was when Kai was still living out here. And we was out down Fed. We was running around. We was doing whatever we was doing. And she rolled up on us and did some disrespectful shit and tried to say what's up to them and just walked past me. And I didn't say anything because I didn't care.
What?
You know what ended up happening? Kai and Black ended up saying, Kai literally said this verbatim. He said, nah, nigga. He said, nah, fuck that. I'm not rolling like that. She ain't about to do da 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 da. And he ends up going down the block to the end of the block. Cussed the bitch out, was like, yo, you wrong, da da da. Sometimes you have to let the aura around you say certain things and fight certain battles for you. Now, I never asked him to do that. He did that on his own volition because of his loyalty and his love for me as his brother. And the fact that he's another brother that stands on principle. It wasn't about the fact of who she was. It was about the principle of it. And we talk about that all day long.
We definitely do.
So all that get back that I wanted to get in that moment, I didn't have to do anything. I just had to be me. You end up getting an apology out of it. The person realizes that they wrong. Yeah, okay, cool, whoop-de-whoop, whatever. That really ain't for me. That's really for them trying to get some clarity for themselves. It really doesn't have anything to do with me because I'm clear-minded as it is already because I've walked away from it. And then if you sit back a little bit, you'll be able to see the things mm-hmm. around you fight those battles for you. So you won't even need to put that energy.
Before, like, I was like, I need to get that, you know what I'm saying? I wanted that get back. Because to me, I was just so like, I want that person to. And it took for me to get older and wiser to be like, yo, that shit not even important, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's not even important, bro. The most important thing is what you taking away from that situation. How can you yourself grow to, guess what, not make those same mistakes that you previously made?
Mm-hmm.
It took us a learning experience,
whatever.
At that point, that person is going to have to sit back and realize I had this fucked up shit. You can say sorry all you want. We all know sorries don't fix shit. You know what I'm saying?
Not even just sorries don't fix shit. Sorry doesn't negate the fact that you stood up and you made that decision at that time and you saw it as
like
justifiable.
What you did. And you know what's crazy? Like, just a couple months ago, I ain't gonna cap. I had sent somebody something far as like she did some fuck shit. I wanted her to know I didn't agree with the fuck shit you did. Based on what you did, she knew about everything that I was going through at that time. And you still made a decision to be a bad person, right? A couple months ago, I sent her something telling her, like, hey, I don't believe you deserve happiness, X, Y, and Z. Granted, I'm not the judge of that, but I said what I said because at the end of the day, it was some fucked up shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have morally did what she did.
Granted, we still have to find that strength to not
right
give it that energy. But at the same time, at the end of the day, that's
like it was.
That's
I'm talking about
made
this
at that
was
time.
This was when Mom's was having her. She had her stroke, everything like that, and that was when my anxiety like. That was during
COVID
during
and everything
time.
Else.
So it wasn't like a thing to where like, oh, he's good. This is like whatever. Okay, so this is at like one of the low points where you could possibly be at, you know. And then you just decided, oh, he's at a low point. I'm gonna pile some more fuck shit on him too. You know what I'm saying? And I felt that and I was just like, that's so wrong. You know what I'm saying? That's so wrong.
That's so sometimes wrong. People feed off of that shit. It's like, oh, this is
right,
good time
right
to get
now,
him. He can't fight
he's,
back.
He,
let me
he
get him beat, right
no,
now.
I could do this. And she did it.
And not just beat down emotionally and mentally. Like, you literally are physically beat down.
Yeah, so
because you were sick.
This happened, and we get in contact like January. Get in contact again. And we talk. We don't FaceTime. And she's like, she told her friend about it. And I was like, well, what did she say? She said, oh, it was fucked up for you. I said, did you tell this bitch everything that you did to me? And I mean, from the very beginning until now. Whole 5-year history, did you tell her what everything that you did? She goes, yeah. What was her reaction? She still thinks it was fucked up what you did. You kidding me? You get what I'm saying? And that's those type of people are the wrong ones to be around. Those people that allow
point
you
blank
to
period.
Get, to allow that, that that says you're justified doing all this bad shit to somebody, and then me sending what I said, oh, it hurts your feelings? Really? So when I was hit down in the dirt, and you threw more dirt on me, that was okay, though. And I'm not saying that it was okay for me to tell her that, you know what I'm saying, she deserves her hat. It's not okay. That's fucked up to say. But don't sit back and think that you're morally, like everything you've done was the morally correct thing to do. Don't do that. Don't put yourself, don't have people try to put yourself on a higher pedestal. Admit to your bullshit. Admit to it. Own your shit. So,
and those people, and if you're listening and you got people around you like that, when you have an inclination, if you have to ask somebody if you was wrong, and they just tell you, oh, no, what they did was still wrong, you should definitely be checking about them, because I can guarantee you they're going to run to somebody else, and they're going to listen to somebody else tell them, no, they weren't wrong,
when in actuality they were. In a situation that deals with you. You know what I'm saying?
Cause it's all the same shit. It's all the same shit. There's no way you're gonna tell me. Now, granted, you know, I don't personally hold any regard to this, but just as an example for what it is that you're talking about, this one homegirl of Shorty was like, "Oh no, you right, he was wrong for reacting that way." This is when I still had reactions, because I don't even have I just hold you on that principle. I have no emotional response to any of these things. I just hold you on the principle. I tell you the truth behind it, and I keep that shit pushing. Like it's out of my character to even give that shit any type of response at this point, because ain't no way in hell. I hate saying it like this about stooping down to your level. And all the rest of that other shit, because I really feel like that's cliche. But at the same time, ain't no way in hell I'm not wallowing in filth. I'm not playing around and rolling around in the pig pen. Okay, I'm just not doing it. And this one shorty was like, no, he was wrong for responding that way. I'm like, oh really? I said, because I really didn't even go that hard. I just had a response, because let's just be real. I found out that I was the sixth man coming off the bench, and there was five other starters. let's just be real about it. When she's pressing it as it's just us. We planning for the future. We doing this. We doing that. But you got all this other situations going on and all this other shit. Now, granted, at the end of the day, now as an adult. If that's the decision that you have, by all means, make that decision. Just leave me out of the rest of the bullshit. And or just be straight up like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I like you. You're cute. I'm trying to fuck with you a little bit. But, you know, I got some other shit that I'm really trying to give my serious time to. All right, bet. And if I feel the need to involve myself in it, I will. And if I don't, I won't. 9 times out of 10, I probably won't unless I can get something out of it. But even then, I still try to stay away from it. But there's no way you're going to tell me in that position you dealing with five, six other people that refer to you as easy layups. And then you're going to tell me I'm wrong for having an opinion
This is my craziest thing, though, right? This is my thing about that. Who is she to say you're wrong for having that reaction? Who is she?
But again, bro, we ain't even going to dive into that, because she has no right to have that opinion, because this is the friend that you say is upset and mad about everything because she can't find a man. And low key, she hating on you when you with me because she see what we got going on.
Yeah.
So it's a lot deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't need to go into that, but I'm just being real. That's really what it was about. She only garnished that response to her just simply because she's like, oh, you know, I don't really want you around him because I see happiness.
And I ain't having that.
When I see envy. You with him.
Look.
And I, it's not even look, having look, that. I don't envy, know what that bro. Is. Pure envy in the same circle. Pretty much closest ones to you want to see you in a box type of deal. So, you know, it's no need to give these type of people responses. And at the end of the day, don't be walking around, because we got to get on to the next topic. Don't be walking around saying, oh, woe is me. Why is this always happening to me? You know why it's happening to you. Because I can't tell you what you know about yourself that nobody else knows. I can't tell you about the skeletons that you have in your closet because right. I can't see them and I'm not looking for them. But at the end of the day, be real with yourself. Be honest. Be upfront. Own your shit. Pick up your bed and walk and understand that you reap what you sow. And if you put in all of this, I hate it. Like, it's not even negativity. If you're doing shit that is vindictive, if you're doing shit that's underhanded, if you're doing snake shit, if you're doing shit that anything that you would be mad about, somebody else doing to you. But just because you don't care at the moment, then it doesn't matter. Then you deserve everything that's coming to you. You may not want to accept that. You may not want to own that.
You got to be real with
you. But at the end of the day, it's the truth. And you got to be real with yourself at some point. You got to.
No.
What's the next topic you want to add on to end that? Go ahead, add on.
When you were saying energy, man, I started to realize, let's just say something real quick, I realized myself that energy you kick out to try to get that get back for somebody, to try to get even with somebody, that's also negative energy that you are kicking out. Guess what? That could be reverse karma, and that's when you start getting fucked over again. You get me? Right? So, what I'm telling you, hey, man.
That shit complex, I'm trying to tell you.
I then decided that instead of putting that type of energy out, that negative shit, I'm going to put that negative shit into me and turn it into positive shit. You know what I'm saying? Positively become better for me, myself, putting energy towards whatever it may be. How do you guys think you guys see this website out now? You know what I'm saying? That's so crazy, but like, look at that. You know what I'm saying? We've probably put up more episodes just this year than we did all last year before December, because December we were going on a real crazy run, but we were dropping like a couple times. But we put up more episodes this year than we have in whatchamacallit last year, and we got more planning, more coming. So, you know what I'm saying? I was so focused on the negative shit that I was switching my mind, because I realized, you know, to get different outcomes, guess who got to change? Me. I got to change. I got to change this. I got to change my mindset. I got to change the same
doing
way,
the same thing, you know, over and over again.
Never going to happen.
Expecting different results.
Never. You have to reroute your shit. And that's just the mindset I've taken on.
Idiotic.
I want that mindset to be taken on those around me. And they have been. We ain't had to say it to them, but it has been taken on, far as, you know, my people have been doing different things and see different outcomes. Yeah. We all know, you know. So
that's what is given.
That was my advice. I wanted to say on that, because I wanted to get to people across, like, you know, I get it. We're all human. We make these mistakes, but some people's mistakes are not actually mistakes. You're sitting back, making these decisions, doing these shits.
Some people's so-called mistakes are just straight up choices.
We're doing to hurt somebody, and we hurt them, and then we ask God, why am I then getting hurt in return? And that's why when people come to me with their problems, I want to get this person back. Nope, we're not going to do that. Why not? No. We're not going to do that. This is why.
But everybody seems to be so in tune with the moon and the stars and energy and everything else. And y'all talk about
that zodiac sign and all this other shit.
Yet for some reason, you don't understand that these decisions come with consequences, and that the shit that you put out here revolves around shit that ends up coming back to you. It is a boomerang effect. And I don't understand how there's such a hype around things that this is literally centered around what we're talking about, yet so many people, far and few in between, don't understand it. And you try to play dumb and get sympathy as if the sympathy is going to change anything. Because a fool's word will always be a fool's word. And just because the motherfucker agree with you don't mean that your outcome going to change just because you feel better in the moment. You better off just putting up with that shit that you feeling with and doing what the fuck you're supposed to do. And then when that outcome come on the other side, sit back and enjoy some
and
peace.
Like I said, that's why I was just like, you know what I mean? That was one of the topics I wanted to get on. Like I said, I see so many times where I've seen people who I know personally have done wrong shit to me and to others. And I see them sit back and be like, why me? And it's just like, really? You fucking kidding me? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you kidding me? Like, you had it coming.
You had that shit coming,
nigga. There's no way you think you had that coming.
Not even had it coming. You asked for it. You literally asked for it and was walking around like, oof, ain't nothing going to touch me. Okay, cool. Just like my grandmother said, keep on living. You keep on living. Eventually, you'll find out. Maybe one day.
All right, so what's the next topic, bro?
Man, let's get into this. I'm only giving consideration and interest into things and people that show interest in me. Point blank, period, straight up.
Let me get that one. Let me get that one first. Get that one first.
Go ahead.
That, you know, it's crazy. That ties into what we just talked about, of course. That's like the goal here sometimes. That ties in to shit.
Of course.
Like I said, what that is, bro, that's the God honest truth. We have now reached a point where we're not young anymore. I said we're not young. We're not teens. There's no time for bullshit. There's no time to fuck with people who ain't on shit. You know, it's all about, you know what I mean? We want those around us who wants to be around us. You know what I'm saying? We want to deal with people who wants to deal with us. We don't want somebody that's just like, let me just hurt him or her up for the time being because I'm bored or some shit. That's not what we want, bro.
Yeah. And we want people around us with
not
our
to
best
come
interest.
Up off us. Not to, you know, bandwagon off us. You know what I'm saying? We want people around us just for the simple fact of you want to be near us, you fuck with us heavy, you fuck with the vibe. Come on. Right.
Without me having to ask you, without me having to pay you, without me having to influence you.
And I've incorporated that. And everybody goes like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Like, with the phone, like, the thing with the phone. Everybody's like, oh, my God, you don't hit me up, this and that. You can call me. You want to talk to me, you can talk to me. My thing is this. You want to know why I stopped really calling people first? I want to see just how far along somebody will let us get before they realize that I haven't talked to this person in X amount of time. Do you get me? Now, once I start to see that it's going 50-50, that person calling me, I'm calling them friend or more than friend, whatever, I'll then, you know what I'm saying, start reaching out. But you're not going to see me just constantly reaching out. Just, you know, I won't be that person. I'm not that person. At that point, I'm forcing something. I'm watering a dead plant. I ain't got time for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Point, but Wayne said we gotta talk every day. Hit me up first, you know what I'm saying? Show me you wanna, you know what I'm saying, you wanna talk to me. Friend or not. Cool. That's my little quick stance on it, because it's not really to do that. So we talked about that sort of stuff before. And so I just wanted to get my piece on that, man.
It's funny that you say that. My phone rings probably between 20 to 30 times a day without me asking anybody to call me. Now, you got to add in. Now, I'm not picking up all of those phone calls. But at the same time, if my phone was ringing 20 to 30 times a day, And I'm a person that doesn't necessarily stay on their phone while I'm at work. And some days I work 12 hours. Some days I work 15, 16, maybe even 18 hours. And I have to constantly be focused in on what it is that I'm doing. And that doesn't even include all of my extracurricular stuff that I got to do outside of work. So I've never been an on my phone constantly 24/7 type of person, even though that's the world we live in. I just don't live by, I don't live by the norm. So my phone's not always there. But if you call me and you need me, mm-hmm. I'll pick it up. It's that simple. If you call me and you my peoples and I fuck with you and you need me and you say, hey, I need to holler at you real quick, I'm there. I'll make time. I'll step away. I'll do what I need to do. But if you're not going to show that initiative and let me know that that's what it's about, okay, well, you know what? When I can get a chance, if I get a chance, I'll get back to you. So I'm not always on that mode. But when we talk about putting time in, like we talked about this not too long ago, like we just went out like last weekend or whatever, right? And my mans was hollering at some shorty at the bar. My other mans went down there because she had a friend or whatever. He sat down at the end of the bar. I ended up going down to the end of the bar after he got up and moved to ask my mans down there that was rapping the shorty a question. Another girl was sitting by herself. She turns around on her stool, on her chair, and she's like, oh, hi. You look really good. I know that you can tell that I'm really interested in you. And I'm like, okay, that's a little out there. She's probably drunk. So, you know, we're going to let that slide because I don't really like, first off, I don't pick women up at the bar. That's just a rule of mine. Secondly, I'm not interested in you when you're drunk for multiple reasons that we're not going to get into on this platform, even though we talk about everything, but I ain't going into that. I'm just not. It's too vast. I'm not going into that. That's going to get us sidetracked. Now, I said, oh, okay. I said, okay, that's cool, you know, and I'm trying to get away from the conversation because that ain't what I came over here for. I was just asking him a question. I'm going back to what the fuck I was doing. Go sit back down, go grab my drinks. So now she's asking me questions. I'm like, you know, let me wingman a little bit. I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, cool, you know, whatever, just to distract her while he's doing whatever he's doing. Then Shorty tries to proceed and mouth me within the first 45 seconds of the conversation. I said, wait a minute, whoa. And I gave her the slight side to the left. I'm like, and she tried to kiss me and met straight earlobe and neck. I'm like, no, that's a negative. I don't even know your name. And I'm not interested. That's not how we rocking. I ain't come out here for this. I came out here to get some drinks with my homies and take my ass the fuck back home. Number two, is plenty of other better looking women in here. And you are not on the list. And neither are the ones that look good. Now, this is going to sound a little weird because mm-hmm. of what we're talking about. Later on in the night, she slaps my ass and I turn around and I look at her square in her face and I said, I don't know what you think this is, but don't do that again. That's a negative. That's not how we rocking. Don't do that shit again at all. And I was dead ass serious. I was like, yo, do not do that shit again. That shit was not cute. That shit was not sexy. I'm not feeling it. Don't touch me. I did not give you the okay to touch me. Now, the reason why I say that is because if the roles were reversed, it would be a different scenario, would it not? Not even just in jail, but it's a, oh my God, you touched her, oh my God, da 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 da, but it's okay for Shorty to just slap me on the ass and no one says anything. When I personally, literally do not want it. Don't do that shit. She goes over and hollers at her friend and as she's walking back past me, she flips me the bird. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I flip her both birds and go back to dancing and doing whatever it is that we're doing. Now, I said that story to get back to what it is that I'm saying. She showed interest. Could I say that it was because she was inebriated? Possibly. But it goes even deeper than that. I'm 6'4". I'm light-skinned. I have gray eyes. I get a lot of attention in a lot of different places, no matter where it is that I go, even though I do not ask for it. And sometimes I remember very distinctly a conversation with a few ladies that are friends, not close friends of mine, but friends of some friends. And we were sitting down and it's just like, Andre, you know, you're so cool. You're so genuine. You're so nice. Why don't you get out there and start dating? Why don't you get a girl? Why don't you go out there and start dating? I said, nah, you know, they're like, you're so focused on your career and what it is that you're doing. Like, you know, just you don't want somebody. And I'm like, yeah, I would, but at the same time, there are a lot of women that I'll come across and I'm like, damn, she's a bona fide dom. She look good. She look real good. She might even be interested in me, but she ain't showing it. Fuck, I look like walking my ass across the room to be like, oh yeah, let me get you a drink. Let me do this. Let me do that. Let me get your number. Let's talk serious. And you not showing no real interest in with me. And I'm not going to put my time and my energy into something that's not showing interest back in me. Because at the end of the day, even if I went out there and I was a grimy dude and I went into it and I'm just like, oh yeah, let me just get a little piece of pussy. Let me just get a little nibble. Let me just get a little. What do I get? What do I really get in it at the end of the day? Nothing. And let's say that's what my intention is. That don't even mean that you secure the deal, because it don't matter what you say. The only way you getting a little piece of pussy, even if that's all that you want, and she not interested, is that mean if you taking it, we both know that that ain't happening. We definitely ain't doing that. We don't fuck with that. Not only fuck with that, that shit is just unimaginable. I don't know why there's dudes walking around, and women as well, because that happens a lot too. Why people are comfortable going after somebody that ain't even interested in trying to do that. And or trying or actually forcing someone to be involved in that action when it's not what it is that they want. I don't understand how that gets you off. I don't understand how that and like makes your blood rush. I don't get it. I truthfully do not get it. So at the end of the day, I'm not going out of my way to put energy and time into something that does not show interest in me. And that same thing, that's just people, right? That's just women, right? Because that's right. The only way I'm rocking. That's just women, right? Let's also step aside to the side of situations, things, careers, things outside of people. Why would I sit back and put my time and interest into things that show me no interest? That's like me walking around trying to say, oh yeah, I'm going to run the block and I'm going to sell dope.
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't show no interest in me. That shit do not want me. I don't even fit in on the block. Fuck, I'm gonna go over there for. I stick out like a sore thumb. I try to run and get away from the cops. They gonna see me everywhere at night. I'm light as shit. I ain't getting away nowhere. I make the whole shit hot just standing there. That's like me trying to say, oh, let me go get this accountant job. Let me go get this accountant job. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to get into accounting, or I'm going to get into real estate, or I'm going to get into entrepreneurship. I'm going to get my own business. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with any of those things. I'm just saying that those things don't show any interest in me. Nothing is gravitating me towards that. Nothing is pulling me in that direction. Nothing is showing me that I have time and talent worth giving time and interest to those things. So why would I give it out? It's the same thing with goes back into our conversation before. It's like, well, why is this happening to me? Why is this always happening to me? Blah, 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 right? Oh, I guess God is just getting down to me. That's like me trying to go after something and it just continues to not work and it continues to not work. That doesn't mean that you give up on something. But when you don't, you got to get in where you fit in, is pretty much what I'm trying to say. Because even though it's taken a long time for me, I've been on a 6-7 year plan for what it is that I plan to do. And I still plan to do it. And that don't mean it didn't come with hiccups. That didn't mean it didn't come with no's. That didn't mean that it didn't come with things where doors were closed in my face and I couldn't enter. And I couldn't get in where I thought I fit in. But at the end of the day, I'm still in the same field because I'm still in where I fit. It wasn't like I got no's and it was like I couldn't stay in the field that I'm in. I just couldn't get in that door. I'm still in the field. So really, but just all I'm saying is like, don't continue, especially with the major thing was, you know, people, but things as well. But the major thing is people. I don't understand why these oh, relationship goals. This is the relationship that I want. This is the relationship that I want. Okay, well, you want it with this dude over here, right, sweetheart? You want it with this dude over here, right? And he's clearly showing you that that's not how it's going to be. And you're like, oh, well, he's just getting his act together. Oh, he's just not ready. He's scared. Oh, he still got some demons he got to work on. He still got some other things. Guess what? Give it up. The interest is not there with you. Because if he really want to, because if he really want to do it, I can guarantee you he want to do it. He just don't want to do it with you.
Yeah.
So stop giving your time. Stop giving your interest to it, and then walking around talking about pity me, pity me. He keep doing me dirty. He keep doing you dirty because you let him. Because you keep giving your time to something that really has no interest in you. And definitely not your best interest. So don't walk around mad at the world and mad at your situation because you keep giving time to it. You keep giving your all to it. And you're getting the same exact result every single time. And that may not just be one person. It may be the type of person. Because you may cut that motherfucker off and go to another one and deal with the same issue. And you think it's going to be different because it's a different person. When that's not what your problem is. It wasn't that you needed to change the person. You needed to change the type of person. Oh, I want a nigga that makes six figures. I want him to be well known by everybody. And I want him to be young, too. I don't want him to be too old. I want him to buy me all this shit. I want him to fly me around. I want to go on trips. I want to go on this. I want to go on this. I want to do this. And I want to do that. And on top of that, you want him to be well known so that everybody know that you with him. Well, if he's right. that well known, you think you're the only one he's fucking? Like, come on, let's be realistic now. And you want him to be young at that, too, so he ain't get it out of his system yet. I'm like, come on, man. Like, these unrealistic expectations with the things that people are asking are just wild. Absolutely, absolutely wild. And I even noticed that for myself. I ended up on a track where I was looking at beauty. I was looking at physique. I was looking at, oh, I'ma bag the baddest bitch there is out here. I'ma bag the baddest girl. Well, she the baddest girl. Guess what? You ain't the only motherfucker on the menu. That come with the territory. Now, that don't mean that you should just drop down and be like, oh, let me get the gutter ball, girl. And everybody need love. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. I'm not saying that that means that you need to drag down and go all the way down here and just get somebody that you're not even remotely attracted to, because that ain't going to work either. But what I am saying is, let's go a little bit deeper. What I realized was is that the appeal that I had, because I didn't have a certain type. I had a type of number scale for woman that I was looking for, not realizing that my number scale was fucked up because I was putting the number scale based off of appearance instead of off of who the fucking person was. So even though I got it in a different box, I got it in a different physique, I got it in a different race, I got it in a different look, I got it in a different culture, I ended up with the same fucking person time after time after time after time again. Because I was looking at the same person in different bodies, giving my time into something that didn't have my best interest and didn't really have interest in me. Had a little bit of interest in me for the moment, but it wasn't anything of longevity. So I'm not speaking from personal experience. I'm speaking from literally I have done this and realized that the shit was stupid. And I was sitting around mad about it and or frustrated about it. Like, damn, yo, why does keep happening to me? Because you keep choosing the same bitches. They just look different. But you're choosing the same motherfucker. She's just wearing a different mask.
Yeah, man. As I said my piece on it, yeah, I'm sorry, on that topic. What was that? What's this last topic we got, bro?
Oh man, last topic. So we did giving your time and effort and shit. We did the first topic, which was about reaping what you sow. And the third topic was supposed to be, I'm trying to remember that shit. God damn it.
See, I told you.
I'm trying to remember that shit. See, I bro, it passed me by. I know.
I got both of them.
The third topic, because did we do time? So we did time. Third topic, Fuck. Damn it.
Yeah, man. Moderator, listen, man. Hold on. Fuck. I'm gonna give you time to think. Let me ask you this, man. Y'all can see we be having trouble with this shit, don't y'all? Y'all can tell we be having trouble with this shit. If there's anybody out here, I don't want to be petty, but we don't even want your fucking opinion. Let's say, like, some lit. But if we can have somebody just to be our moderator, to keep us on task, we be running time crazy. You know, like I said, we started at 208. It's 308. We still ain't done.
On two topics. We are an hour in on two topics.
If we can get a moderator. Lovely.
It would be lovely.
Lovely.
It would be lovely.
We need a... What's that one lady? Carrie Champion?
Fuck.
Of the fuck on it? We need someone like that.
Not on my watch. That's what we need. That's what we need. Not on my watch.
You know what, y'all?
This is the topic.
I want to say this, man.
Stay on top.
I don't think we're going to get to the third topic. Like we just said, we ran these people up an hour. You know what I'm saying? Hour some content.
Yeah, you know.
We hope y'all like it. You know what I'm saying? I liking this stuff, bro. I see it. I see it. Y'all liking it. You know.
Was it doubling? Before we keep, was it that doubling was, down in pressure?
Yes, we had hour. There was. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Let's, we hope we can make that. You know what I'm saying, we got all the time in the world. We can go ahead and record that next time, for another episode, or whatever. We gotta get some stuff, you know what I mean, lined up. But you know I'm saying, though, man, we appreciate, you know what I'm saying, all the support we've been getting. I know the website right now. Website looks real basic. That's where we were trying. Well, that's what I was doing on the look. I'm not going for something too dramatic. It's only been out, what, a few weeks, you know? Yeah, eventually I'm going to add in some stuff.
You know,
you know what I mean? I'm going to do the whole nine. That stuff's coming.
Might give y'all a throwback, give y'all a little MySpace vibes.
Now, what I will say now is,
Find me a SpongeBob with some chains and in a New York Yankees hat.
we're gonna spice that up soon. Sooner than later. We're just working on a lot of stuff. The interview stuff that we're doing, I like it. I know you liked it. Different feel. I think everybody else enjoyed it. We could try, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to get more people. More rappers. We're not just going to get any rappers. So, you know, you local dudes, no disrespect, not really looking for it.
Please don't hit me up. Please don't hit me up. I'm not listening to your mixtape, bro.
But we just said we got a lot of stuff lined up. A lot of interviews, a lot of topics we want to do. We probably, but no, it's crazy. We're probably going to start broadening our horizons on the topics. I have been said I didn't want to get political, so I won't. You know, won't get political. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't. But you can't.
I can't get political. I
don't want to do that.
So,
I don't.
Granted, I do have political views. But shit going on, and I can't be biased, so I can't speak on it.
Listen, me, I just think, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own viewpoint on it. We should have talked about the little motherfucker, though. You know what I'm talking about. How did the song go?
What you talking about?
Shit. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you want. That shit? That little motherfucker? We should have definitely done that.
Time to wake the hood. All right, let me stop.
No. We should have done him because that topic I remember is like political. That's just a weird situation. We may do that on the next one. I don't think it may be too late. Shout out to Nike for stopping.
Also, I'm also having the inclination of a thought to where I'm going to give you either top three or top five.
No, okay, no, look, that's fine.
Non-political.
We're not going to do that DJ Academics dumb shit.
Non-political.
He instigate beefs. So we don't want to do that here. That talk about relationships and shit. Weird as fuck. I'm not into that.
I'm not instigating shit about something that doesn't. I'm not instigating shit. Period. But I'm definitely not instigating shit that I'm not involved in at all. I don't give a fuck who's beefing about what. That shit ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't care about celebrities. None of that. So I'm not even bringing that up.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Like that whole Quavo and SWAT. I don't care what they do, bro. I don't give a fuck what they do. They not paying me. I can sleep fine whether they together or not. I do not care.
But yeah, man, we got some things cooked up. You know, let's go get one of these late night sessions. Then I don't think we had one of these in like a grip where it's this late. But you know, we just rambling right now. So listen, we gonna see y'all, man. We appreciate all the support. Any closing words you got for them?
The closing words that I have today, because you know I wasn't inspirational on the last closing words. I was talking my shit. So what I got for him today is it'll be a prelude to our next segment. Doubling down on pressure. To get an explosion, to get an eruption of something of great magnitude, there has to be compiled pressure in a certain place. And when you realize that you're doing everything that you can and more, like let's say you're doing 10 push-ups, right? And you're with a trainer and your trainer tells you to do 10 push-ups. And you get to that 10th one and you did 10 easy. That trainer's going to look at you and he's going to be like, give me one more. Just give me one more. And you might do one more. He'd be like, give me one more. Because the ones that you did 10 were easy. You didn't get anything out of it. But those extra two that you actually strain on, you're actually building. You're growing. You're strengthening. You're getting wiser. And you're getting better. When you realize that you're doing everything that you can and more, and you've got nothing left in the tank, apply some more pressure on yourself. I know we say all the time, you know, take the pressure off of you. Fuck that. We're talking about being top notch over here. If you want to be successful, make sure that when you get to that point, you find any way possible to apply a little bit more pressure. It doesn't have to be a whole bunch, but just a little bit more pressure on yourself to get the most out of you that you possibly can. A real grind only comes when you are doing everything that you can and more. And when you wake up tomorrow, you're in the same position you were yesterday. Still striving to get to where it is that you're trying to go. And that's my closing words.
All right, man. We're going to catch y'all, man. We should be back soon with a new one. Hopefully, we can get this Geech interview out. You know what I'm saying? Get this thing.
Most definitely. We're going to look out for you, my brother.
You know what I mean? But we'll catch up, man. Y'all have a blessed one.